Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. Russell and Bear back with you. It's The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Top 5 at 5 this afternoon, brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Here once again is Adam Hickman.
Number 1 today, Bobby Mays Elite has announced that they are expanding things to the gridiron, and that the B. Mays Elite organization has announced that they'll be doing 7-on-7 for football coming soon.
Oh, it's pretty cool, man.
That is.
Bobby Mays, the gift that keeps on giving. Hopefully.
What is it you say about Bobby? He may be the best thing to ever happen to.
His impact off the court might end up being greater than his impact on the court, and he was the point guard on the team that went to the Elite Eight, the farthest we've ever been, so.
It's incredible.
If we go to a Final Four with a couple of these players that
B.J. Edwards,
he's fed us, I should say that he's fed us, but that have come out of that pipeline, then
Hatfield.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you'd have to say that his impact for Tennessee basketball off the court has been greater than it was actually on the court, which is not a shot at his on the court contributions at all.
Yeah, he was a solid point guard, but I think I agree with you there. Number two,
solid point guard.
A couple of days ago, I'm sure we all know that Aaron Donald was accused of assaulting that man outside that bar. Pictures of the guy looked like he'd been roughed up pretty good.
Yeah, looked like he fell on a helmet.
Yeah, he did indeed. But the latest video shows that that's really not what happened whatsoever, and that Aaron Donald was actually trying to break up the fight.
Really?
Yeah. Defense attorney said, yes, there is no doubt that that man was assaulted, but he was not assaulted by Aaron Donald.
The video?
Yeah. There's pretty much just a video of Donald. The fight started. Donald kind of rushed in and tries to separate everybody.
Because what that guy looked like, back in the day, there was a boxer named, was it Mitch Easter? Was that the guy's? No, that's the guy from Tiny Telephone Record. Mitch, somebody who's supposed to fight Tyson.
Oh, Mitch Green, yeah.
Yeah, Mitch Green. And got into it with Tyson at a club.
Iron Mike was just hanging out, looking smart, and all of a sudden Mitch Green showed up and went to beating on Mike's fist with his face.
His face is like a pumpkin.
Yeah, Tyson's a weird dude.
You say weird, yeah. I say.
I wouldn't call him that to his face.
Kind of borderline homicidal at times in his life.
He has some great quotes I like to read every now and then when I need a good laugh.
It's ludicrous.
All right, moving on. Number three, Jimmy Boeheim has announced he'll be transferring from Cornell to team up with his father and brother Buddy. Jimmy averaged 17-5 with the Cornell Big Red last season.
Buddy, wow. Buddy Boeheim.
Buddy Boeheim.
What a funny name.
This other kid, is that the one that played on their team this past year? What?
Yeah, Buddy. Buddy is the one who...
Really? Starred. He's good.
He is good. Sounds like Jimmy's pretty good, too.
Jimmy and Buddy. The Boeheim boys. Come to Syracuse. Like, imagine that.
70 when he had those guys?
He was probably mid-60s.
Boeheim?
No. Late 50s, because he's 73 right now, I believe.
Yeah. So okay. He had to have been.
Yeah.
He looked pretty funny back in the day. He looked like a nerd. Great coach, though.
Nerd that was still amorously involved, shall we say, in his late 50s. We should all be so nerdy.
Maybe so. Number four, starting this season for the first time in history, the NFL will now have official sports betting partners. The NFL has granted Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel exclusive access to certain NFL content for retail and sports betting.
How about that, man? That betting, you want to talk about big business.
Whew.
That whole thing is taken off immediately. Very impressive.
And number five, so it was kind of, told you guys it was a hard decision to pick what story for number five, but I decided to go with this one. So animal rescue workers in Poland received a phone call the other day that there was a large iguana stuck in a tree outside of an apartment complex. Once the rescue squad got there, they began to scale up the side of the tree, get up there to said iguana, only to find out that it was not an iguana. Any guesses on what you boys might think it was?
Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
No.
Dog.
No, you're not going to get it.
Wait. No, somebody's grandmother.
No, it's not a living item.
Not a living item. All right, but it looked like an iguana.
Yeah, it looked like an iguana.
A life-size Gumby doll.
They thought that maybe somebody's pet had escaped out a window or something. But when they got there, it turned out it was a croissant.
A croissant?
Bread?
Like,
yeah, somebody just took a croissant roll and just chucked it out their window.
Oh, so it wasn't really big. It was...
No, it was actually a pretty good-sized croissant.
Well, a big croissant.
Yeah.
It was moldy, and they chucked it out?
Didn't even look that moldy to me. It was just kind of hanging out in the tree.
Croissants are delicious, man.
They are delicious.
Big croissant guy?
I am.
Nice flaky, buttery kind of... Especially when it's just...
Yeah,
a little butter. Right, you know, between crispy on the outside and a little moist on the inside. Mmm. Great. Just a big... Big croissant guy.
Great.
Thank you, Adam Hickman. That is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Save big where the rubber meets the road with a roadside assistance plan. Benefit of having a checking account with Citizens National Bank. Is there anything you can't do with a Citizens National Bank checking account? There is. I don't know about it. CNBTN.com is the website. That's CNBTN.com for more information from Citizens National Bank. All right. We are open lines the rest of the show. Help us finish out the week strong. Love to hear from you. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 546-8200. The big story of the day, John Fulkerson making it official. He is coming back for one more year at Tennessee in an emotional video posted online announcing what many had speculated for the past couple of weeks. Fulky is back.
I thought you were talking about John Fulkerson from Overtime.
He's back too. But what are they doing here? I thought they weren't doing a show.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't do a show Monday, so... If they don't do one today,
are they meeting up here? They pregame and then go to the game, like rubbing it in our faces.
Oh, they better not be. I will go out there, make them finish the drive for us, beat the crap out of them if they're not lucky.
By far,
and we'll take their tickets, Russ.
By far, we have been. I think we've talked to the most baseball. We've gone
which
to the
show
mat
at the station
for Tony Vitello?
Yeah. I drive the Tony Vitello bus. I will single-handedly get that guy at least a $500,000 raise if I can do it. If it's up to me. If it's up to me, he'll have an indoor facility, $1 million raise, another Maserati.
Retractable roof.
A retractable roof.
Lindsey Nelson.
He'll have a Soviet-style strength and conditioning program over there.
No Jumbotron because Bear hates those.
No, we don't need a Jumbotron.
Yeah,
and I'll money whip Vin Scully to be his play-by-play guy. Be the voice of the baseball vault.
I thought he died.
No.
Did I just kill Vin Scully?
Yeah, he did.
How old is he, like 95?
Oh, Vin's old.
Yeah, it is a big weekend here in Knoxville with this Tennessee baseball program trying to make a statement. Trying to make a statement and deliver, as Tennessee baseball fans have been waiting for this for a long time. A long, long time. When you ran out Rod Delmonico a year removed from going to Omaha, you thought, it'll be easy to replace. We just have to kick it up a notch, right? We'll go get this Todd Raleigh guy in. Delmonico played small ball. Raleigh said, we're going to play gorilla ball, we're going to hit a bunch of home runs. He was terrible. Just a complete whack job, too.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Was there a story he made some kid ride home in a trailer or something from Vanderbilt one weekend? Like he was
that seems like, borderline like
borderline
dangerous.
Abusive. Yeah, yeah. He was nuts, man.
What happens
man.
If you wreck?
Oh, he's a total whack job.
And then we replaced him with who?
And then you got
Del Seronico,
Dave Seronico, and you thought that he was going to get it turned around. And
hell, he'd won a World Series, hadn't he?
I mean, we basically put the program on hold for 10 years.
Yeah. And then we've,
but now we're back.
Yeah,
with a vengeance. Now we're ready to roll. We're the doing
Italian
the thing.
Italian stallion, Tony Vitello.
And he's in action here in less than 2 hours now against number one Vandy on the road. It's a final now. The Wade Twins have chosen Kentucky. We will not go to the breaking news desk for this.
They are dead to me now until they change their minds before December and sign with the Vols. Russ, I'm hearing a rumor that West High School has canceled football permanently.
Yep. Yeah, we've given up. They've given up over there at 3300 Sutherland Avenue.
Man, it wouldn't surprise me.
Is that a joke or is it just not funny joke or like what?
I'm just saying? Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Let's get Clint in here next. Clint, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I hate to interrupt the baseball talk, but because that's not even silver lining at this point. It's just pretty sweet to talk about and see a program with a power T on it that's just like, don't want to get ahead of yourself, but seems pretty hot right now.
A lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Now I had a basketball question. I don't know if this is something to like research or how to even find this out, but the latest draft predictions with Keon and Springer, what's the likelihood that both of those guys go in the lottery? Like I guess for real, actually go in the lottery because there's so many different projections and whatnot.
I'd say it's pretty likely. I know Keon is a virtual lock.
NBADraft.net has Keon going 8th overall to the Raptors.
And
Springer going 19 to Houston.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Okay. That's guaranteed money.
A question that I'll hang up for you guys is, I think, listen to you guys, we all seem to agree that March and April really seem to favor, you know, good guards, right? What's the last team, if there ever was one, that has two guards going in the lottery that got knocked out in the first round?
That's
this is just something that came to me a couple of days ago. I can't try to wrap my head around that you have that kind of.
Well, go back.
The first thing I'd say is we'll have to wait till the draft. Keon definitely looks like a lottery pick. I'm not sure that Jaden's going to be a lottery pick. I mean, he could.
I'm looking at USA Today mock draft that just came out today. They've got Keon going 7th and Springer going 10th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. I think there's a pretty good chance they both go in the lottery.
Oh, my God. That's high. Oh, my God, that's so high.
He'd been at what, 21? In most mocks?
Yeah. To answer your question, though, Clint, I mean – think of all the guys that Kentucky's had go over under Cal, and they were not a super team except for that one year. I mean, they've been to a couple of Final Fours, but wasn't the first year he was there, didn't the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousin team get put out by West Virginia in that might have been the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16, but I mean they've had guys go in the draft pretty much every year, and they have not been – I mean, they've been bounced for – I mean, they had that one year where they lost to Robert Morris in the NIT. And that team probably had –
That's a really good point.
So I mean, it can happen before. I'm sure it's happened other times, but I'm just softening the blow for you a little bit, Clint. Yes, it was disappointing to have those two players and not have more to show for it.
I feel like Keon was that was much more of a Bruce Pearl recruit. It's not we don't ever really get a baller. You know what I mean? And it was just kind of an odd way to end the year with Fulkerson going out with a black eye. And it's cool. It was cool to see the video today. I hate it for him. Love the guy. I love that stuff. Legendary. I'll be a fan forever. But he really struggled through that script on the video. That's great. I wanted to run that past you guys. So good show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, did you see? Apparently, said on Feinbaum, like part of it was he doesn't remember. Well, apparently, he doesn't remember like 3 weeks.
Well, yeah,
had a bad concussion like that?
No, I don't. I've not had a concussion like that.
I've lost time.
I've not
like
had a 6'10" person SEC basketball player. I didn't either.
I was in a bad car wreck back in like 2006 and got a head injury and.
I do wonder, what his prognosis is coming out of that, and I wondered, if because obviously he had a concussion, and we had heard that he had a bone fracture in his face at some point, and he looked fine coming out of it. I'm assuming that's something that heals given the appropriate amount of time.
Well, sure,
but
he looked that was a really bad injury. At the tournament game, the NCAA, he looked. A lot worse than what I was expecting.
Yeah, no, that was – he about got the side of his face caved in an SEC tournament basketball game. Uncalled for. Rude behavior. Rude.
Absolutely ridiculous.
TJ, the Kentucky fan, is next. What's up, TJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Interesting about that Robert Morris game, that last caller, and you made me look it up. The guards for that game that we had play was Julius Mays, Ryan Harrow, Jared Polson, John Hood, and Archie Goodwin, which none of them got drafted in the first round. what a lineup, man.
What year was that?
That was the year after we won the national title, so 13 into 14.
Was Harrow the kid that said bellowed out that nobody could guard him, and then Jordan Bowden shut him down?
Dude, he came in acting like he was John Wall, and the first game
Tyler Harrow.
Tyler Harrow.
Was that his brother? He had a brother play there.
Who's that?
Tyler Harrow.
I think we're talking
about
the same kid.
So you have Tyler Harrow and you have Ryan Harrow. They're
two different
names.
One's white,
families. One's black. They're completely different.
Okay. So I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. In 2013, they had Nerlens Noel, and of course he got hurt, and Archie Goodwin go in the first round. And then 2014, they had Julius Randle and James Young go in the first round. So, either way, they had first rounders on those teams and did not do well.
The 14 year, we went to the national championship as an 8 seed against UConn because that was Julius Randle's freshman year.
Okay.
He only stayed 1 year.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you guys. I know Bear is, he's really mad. I'm not trying to cross paths and make somebody mad.
Uh-huh.
Is Randall Cobb or the Twins more hurting to Tennessee?
Oh, by far Randall Cobb.
Well, you have to, now, but that's a question that can't be answered for years.
Yeah, but I think it, even at the time, as closely as I follow high school football, we all knew that
nobody thought he was going to have the kind of pro career that he had.
Maybe not the pro career, but I knew that it was going to. I had a bad feeling that it was going to come back to bite us really, really hard. That was the year that. Just during that time, that was a really bad stretch for Coach Fulmer on evaluating local and in-state talent. So.
Well, y'all got some good news with Folky coming back. I know he eats Kentucky's lunch every year, but you know what? I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm looking forward to basketball season more than I am football season. We're going to have a competitive football team, but I think it's just I want to get this taste out of my mouth of this year's team. So y'all have a good one, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate the phone call. Kentucky fans wanting to get the taste of a terrible season out of their mouths in college hoops. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show as Tony Vitello and the boys. People are wanting a Vol Nugs update, Bear. You got a Vol Nugs? What are the boys over at Vol Nugs? How are they responding to Tennessee baseball resurgence under Tony Vitello?
They're all about it over there. They've been, you know, it's been hot and heavy about the number two recruiting class and Coach Barnes and the retooling of the basketball team.
So they don't have Tennessee baseball fever like we do.
I mean, they do. So, just not as – they're not as fired up about it as they are.
They need to get fired up. I mean, the basketball. You represent the Drive over there. You should get on there and demand. I mean,
you're over there too. They all know it. They're zeroing in on your username.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You play at your own risk over there with those guys. They don't play nice.
What are they? They're like the CIA over there.
No,
they're gonna find me out.
Not so much CIA. I mean, just a few of them are really adept at figuring out like IP addresses and narrowing down who people are. I mean, I'll out you.
Sounds like a bunch of losers.
Whoa!
Wow, how does that strike you?
It's a step too far.
Calling your message board brethren out.
My internet
this
friends,
afternoon.
You're gonna have to take that back. It's B. It's call it BOE over there. Board over everything.
What?
Board over everything. Loyalty to the board. The message board.
Oh, board. I thought you said like, board as in I'm bored.
No, the board. The message board.
I'm bored over everything with Tennessee football right now. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, some of us have been together going back to the original main board. And a lot of the stuff we can't talk about on air.
Yeah, Hickman. These guys go back a long way. These aren't your average internet nerds, okay?
They've caused destruction. It follows in their wake. It was a great – I don't know. Let's just not get into it over there. I mean, it's bad.
The first rule of Vol Nugs is you don't talk about Vol Nugs. I think it's all – like Bear will generally talk about just about anything. He'll go anywhere. But when I start pushing him on Vol Nugs
– it's because it wasn't always Vol Nugs. It was originally Vols blank after everybody got thrown off –
yeah, like nobody cares. That's the thing. It's like Bears like it was originally Vols blank. It was like, yeah, we don't even know what you're talking
feels
about.
Like,
yet.
Then it was Feels Like 98, and then it became Vol Nugs. It's yeah. The greatest Vols message board ever.
You got it, Hickman?
Yeah. I guess. I guess Hillman Geraldo get into some pretty deep stuff over there on the
I don't really post a whole lot. I do post as Bear though, occasionally.
I want Geraldo Vol to start calling the show again.
That's not the real Geraldo.
It is the real Geraldo Vol.
No, it's not. You want to go to the phones?
No, I don't.
All right.
See, this is what he does, too. He doesn't want to talk about this.
No.
He doesn't want to talk about Geraldo Vol
you don't,
and Vol Nugs.
No, I'm loyal
it's
to
like
the
Fight
I'm
Club.
Incredibly,
you don't talk
no,
about it.
I'm incredibly loyal to those guys. They've given me, through the dark years, it's been the only source of enjoyment I've had was to laugh with those guys. It just the complete and total ineptitude of Tennessee athletics.
What are we doing?
It's
here?
It's like the internet version of like the Freemasons Club or something.
These guys are legendary. Some of these guys are legendary.
It's the Voluminati.
Yeah, like the late great username Carr.
Do you think that you know they over at UT Sports the athletics department they've got a staff of well over 100 now.
Right.
So there's a lot of people working in office jobs over there. Do you think they have guys that
to those boards?
Well, we know that they listen to radio and stuff.
They absolutely 100%
are on Vol Nugs.
Yeah, I know they were on Feels Like 98 because like Butch, like there was an offer made, I'm pretty sure, to the guy that
– to out – somebody on Vol Nugs?
They wanted an IP address on one of the users because they were given just straight.
It's critical.
Just straight. It was gospel from inside
absolutely
the program.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. We stirred up a lot of trouble from over there.
Butch Jones was, I mean, he was really into the things that mattered, right?
Message boards, local talk shows, yeah.
Like he was focused.
So do you remember when the reporter asked him the infamous question, did you punch Matt Crowder? I can't remember which one of the beat guys it was. That would never have, he would never have asked that question if it hadn't been for the message board.
It's Florida week. Butch Jones is, he's watching film. Hey, coach, I found that message board poster you were asking about. All right, turn this film off. Bring me his phone number. I'm going to go call him. And Butch Jones knocking on some poor guy's.
Nah, there was somebody within the athletic department was posting on.
Some sweet old lady answers the doors. I've got an IP address coming from this house. Yeah, somebody saying mean things about me on Fall Knocks.
Yeah, no, we protect our
own.
Some
dude living in his grandmother's basement. He hasn't seen the light of day in like 2 weeks.
We absolutely protect our own over there.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Josh Heupel to throw out the first pitch tonight at Lindsey Nelson.
Dig it. What if he just lays down just like a vapor trail? What if he's still got his arm?
Well, he better, if he chunks one up there, throws a worm burner like 10 feet in front of the plate. If he goes full, what are some of the bad ones we've seen? Carl Lewis, Snoop Dogg had a bad one.
There have been some others.
If he chunks one, he has to be fired on the spot, right?
Probably. I somehow doubt. Like, got to believe Heupel's probably
You're
practiced
a former
a little bit.
Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. I assume he played baseball National, in high school.
I think he was runner-up in the Heisman.
He won the Heisman.
He did win the Heisman.
Or was he runner-up? I don't
know. He won the national championship.
He was runner-up in the Heisman, and he won the
– He's a national champion quarterback at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I feel like he's probably – hopefully he's still got a live
He better throw a strike is what I'm saying. No excuse.
How cool would it be if he just goes up there and, like, just burns one, like 97 right down the
pipe. He throws a curveball with some wicked motion on it. show off the slider.
They're like an Aroldis Chapman, like 102-mile-an-hour heater.
Let's go to the phones. Phil is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Good afternoon, Phil.
Hey, Larry W.
Phil A.
How you in Bear now?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm in there, too.
I'm doing good, Phil. Thanks for asking, man. Nobody ever asked about me.
I made a stretch call to Adam. He probably gave me more respect than the last time I called him.
Oh, Phil, are your feelings hurt?
Yeah, I got caught, cut off for no reason. You know it, and I know it, and everybody in Knoxville knows it.
Yeah, Russ.
What do you want? An apology? This is a drive. I thought you were a veteran here in the game.
You're not going to apologize. So I know how you are. You know what I mean? Ripped Catholic all week. I mean, it's ridiculous.
How have I been ripping Catholic all week? That's not true.
You've been ripping Han J. Tom all week.
I have not.
True. It's true.
No,
it's not.
It's 100% lie.
You and John Reed have been pashawn at Tombaugh's talent.
All I've said, I've not said I want Tennessee to take him. I'm just questioning whether or not reclassifying is the best decision for his long-term development or UT, and I don't expect much out of him next season. But I think he's a great developmental prospect. There's no doubt. That's all I've said. If that's ripping him,
he might play some next year if they don't get another big guy that comes in. So there's some talk they may go after graduate transfer point guard to back up Chandler now. That's the newest rumor on the block now. So who knows?
What do you guys make of the Vescovi deal? That may not be settled after all.
Well, I mean, if he goes, he goes. I mean,
he has contacts, obviously, in South America as well as Australia. He played in that NBA thing down there, and now he's been in the United States. He's a guy that probably doesn't have any problems living overseas. And the thing we always say is, look, you've got a finite amount of years to play professional basketball. If you've got the opportunity to go get paid a decent amount next year, then, I mean, he's not like Fulkerson where he has some sort of special loyalty and tie to the area. He's only been here 2 years. Didn't know what Knoxville, Tennessee was 3 years ago. So,
yeah, I mean, go.
I mean, he's not going to – there's not going to be as many minutes for him next year as there has been. Would you think?
No, he's a spot-up shooter. That's what he needs to do. He's not a point guard.
Mm-mm.
We said it all. Rick Barnes constructed a team last year that was poorly constructed. I mean, he had no point guard, no five man, and makes me like Rick Barnes learned his lessons and went out and did something about it. I'm impressed what he did.
He's definitely lined up point guards for the next couple of years if he's able to reel the Edwards kid in.
Yeah, and then you've got these two guys they got inside are, you know, they're going to – I say before the year's over, they'll both be starting, especially half of them will start from day one.
Yeah. When's the last time we brought him, if we're able to land the Edwards kid back-to-back point guards like that?
Well, that's never happened in the history of our program, has it?
No.
Recruiting-wise.
I mean, the only thing close just – I mean, CJ played however many years in the NBA, and then you know, Bobby Mays wasn't a bad point guard by any means. I mean, he led us to the Elite Eight.
Well, you're all right about Bobby Mays. Bobby Mays is probably more valuable as an alumni than he is as a basketball player at Tennessee.
I'm talking like overall, any sport. Like he may be the most influential or best thing that's happened to Tennessee sports as an alumni in history.
Well, look what he's done. I mean, and look what he's going to do. There's still more in the pipeline. You know what I'm cooking?
Yeah.
And that Kentucky fan called in. Did he say anything about the Wades? Did the Wades go to Kentucky today?
Yes.
Well.
You think we should just told that kid that we were going to let him play quarterback just to get him here?
Yeah, why not? That's what everybody – do you think Nick Saban tells the truth to all the recruits he gets to go to Alabama?
Well, the thing that's hard about it is they meant it. And we're still recruiting Taven Jackson. We're trying to find a really good quarterback.
Franchise.
And so you could have told him that, but then when you turn around and you keep recruiting Taven Jackson or other quarterbacks, including the kid from Martin, then it's hard to pull off the lie. But, yeah, I mean, sure.
Well,
tell him
I guarantee Kentucky is correcting somebody. Don't let's get real. Even though, but all I see, Kentucky's quarterbacks are worse than ours. Why would he go there?
Well, maybe that's what he's thinking, is that he can get that job.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, year in and year out, they start a wide receiver at quarterback, literally.
It's going to be frustrating playing them if those kids go there and he turns out to be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we're still struggling at quarterback.
Well, I don't know. It's just they just got to find some way to try to get at least go 6-6 next year. I don't see it myself, but they've got to score points and be exciting, even if we get beat, and not look stale, wore out football like we played under Jeremy Pruitt.
I really think we've got a good chance at that, at least being exciting offensively, just simply because offensive line looks like it's going to be one of the strengths of the team. We've got good skill position people. We actually look like we've got some decent running backs, and it'll all come down to whether or not Heupel can identify one of the, it seems like, 7 or 8 guys in the quarterback room to be a serviceable quarterback in his offense. The guy's known for doing more with less. So
is Salter even going to go out in all spring now that he's been cleared of these charges?
I mean, at this point, what's the point?
I mean, there's like a week left
in
spring.
You can get 2 or 3 practices, I guess.
Well, it'd be better than nothing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. I think he's going to – I would imagine he's got some things that he's going to have to do to regain the full trust of the coaching staff.
Well, here's the thing I wonder is we've heard that they're going after this Joe Milton guy from the transfer from Michigan, right?
Yeah,
so
I heard that too.
If they're assuming – I mean, we're reading into it here, but we're assuming that means they're not satisfied with what they've seen from the three – in spring, right? So if they're willing to bring in Milton thinking that he could possibly win the job without having gone through spring practice, then why can't Caden Salter?
That's a good point. But you never have enough quarterbacks. No. And Tennessee, you know, all honesty, our quarterback play since 2001 has been mediocre at best. And that's the reason why our program has been in shambles.
God, man. Yeah, and it's a big part of the reason you hired this guy. So he's got to identify one and coach him up or recruit one and fix it. Otherwise, he's going to be a part of the buyout train from UT in a couple of years.
Well, I hope not. I'm just tired of it, aren't you? I just good Lord, I mean.
Been tired of it, Philly.
I think he's a good coach, but he's got a lot of going against him here. I mean, I think the Tennessee football is worse than it was when John Majors took it over in 1977. That's saying something out there. It was bad.
I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I was really young. You're a little bit older than me. We weren't facing possibly crippling NCAA sanctions.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, Bill Battle was terrible, but we weren't facing 50 level one violations.
Well, why don't you just fire Pruitt and get the NCAA involved? Now you're just opening yourself up.
I think because they were so sloppy, Phil, allegedly, from what it sounds like, that, you know, there was no keeping it under wraps. I mean, Georgia was – everybody was ratting.
Yeah, but you got Buck Pearl and Will Wade still coaching. I mean, what's going on?
I think just the sheer level. I mean, we're talking 50-plus level one violations.
Is Jamie called in talking about Barnes recruiting this week?
He called in a day or two ago, yeah.
Did he? What did he say? Missed it.
I don't know, Phil. I mean, I forgot what I said in the first hour of the show. I just want you to know, you feel disrespected or something that happened on the show earlier. You've had a 10-minute phone call now?
I had to make up for it because, announcer's not too good, but you didn't like it too good.
You can't come on the air and insult our friends. What part of that do you not understand? You think this is like some sort of democracy or something where you get a vote and we get a vote and then no, you don't get a vote.
He hung up.
I know he hung up. What did Rodney Gardner call it? A benevolent dictatorship? It's not even benevolent sometimes. It's a malevolent dictatorship.
I can vouch for that.
You'll hit the bricks when I tell you to. You got 10 minutes, and he still wants to bitch on his way out the door.
Well, hot under the collar.
I was saying.
Like, literally, like, you can make him mad like nobody else. I know Phil personally. He's a friend of mine. You're like the only person.
I'm friendly with him, too. It's fine. I just, like.
Get him hot, man.
Call in the show after we hung up on the previous caller for ripping somebody that we know, and then you go right into ripping somebody else that we know. Like, no.
Friend of the show.
It's not okay. Like, you're going to get run. Like, and you know that, too. So.
Guy's been really,
to borrow
really
your own
nice
phrase,
to us.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Love you, Phil. Talk to you next week.
865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline this afternoon. We will take a quick timeout right here. We'll be right back. The shocking conclusion of the drive when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Wrapping up on a Fan Run Friday. Oh, let it play, man. It's been a while since we played Rocky Top and meant it. That one's going out to Tony Vitello and the boys. Come get some, Vandy.
Coach your team, meat stick.
Corbin, you bunch of Vanderbilt private school rich boys. Want to come in, up into Knoxville, up into Lindsey Nelson. We got something for you. We'll bend you over a barrel and show you these 50 states. You better believe it.
I'll play it again.
You think we're playing? You think we're fooling around here? This is college baseball. It's D1 athletics. You want to go play intramurals? Grab your little glove and your softball.
Bunch of Nancy boys.
Go play on the softball field. No offense. Go play with the women. That's what you want.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
I do.
Come on, Bear. Come on.
Sorry.
Let's be civilized here.
Sorry. Rocky Top gets me fired up or us on a Friday. Boy, you getting nervous?
Maybe a little bit. I'm fired up, man. It feels like before a big football or basketball game.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Let's go.
Except we don't have any of those.
More steam. Hush, Hickman. It'll be a wet blanket. That's Bear's job. Stop.
No, that did get me going a little bit, you know.
Yeah, the juice is flowing. You could feel it a little bit.
You could feel the electricity in the air.
Let's get TK in here. TK, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon, sir.
So, Russell, I got a name to run by you that I've brainstormed for the Vol Nugs group.
Oh, God.
Bear in the Basement Boys.
I don't want to make these people mad, TK. You know, I just want to I don't mean to wreck them. I just want to rattle the cage a little bit.
Yeah, I get you. I'd hate for them to waste their life trying to find out where I live.
Hey, man.
I'm going to give you a chance here.
Chance for what?
But anyway, you said Bobby Hill's throwing out the first pitch tonight, right?
Grown-up Bobby Hill on the mound. He's brought his propane and his propane accessories, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, propane and propane accessories.
So it's almost a guarantee he's going to throw one in the dirt, right?
Oh, man.
That would surprise me.
That would be a bad sign. I'm just saying.
I mean, it'd be a little bit of a bad, but that really would surprise me. I know the guy's like, he's hit middle age now, but I mean, go back and watch. I mean, I realize it's been a long time, but the guy had a hell of an arm. I'm sure he played baseball at some point. I'd be stunned if Heupel blows the first pitch.
His arm looked good when he was using the virtual reality simulator that they posted on Twitter a while back.
I mean, it's not like he hadn't continued to throw a football for the past 20 years.
I guess it's just me being a young UT fan. I can see with the biggest game of UT baseball in front of the biggest crowd and do something like that. Yeah,
they've done a number on TK. I mean, listen to him. Here we are, number three in the country. We've ascended. Everything's rolling. People are feeling it. And TK's just like, man, we're gonna screw it up. Football coach is going to screw it up. We suck.
I feel like we should have more faith in him. He won a national championship in college as the quarterback. Came in second, I know, in the Heisman Trophy voting to, that no quarterback coaching idiot we had with Gump, Chris Winkie. That's who beat him out. But, yeah, I got faith in my coach, Coach Heupel. What do y'all call him? Coach Batman? Bat Coach?
What?
That's his nickname. Have you not seen the pictures of him dressed up like Batman?
What do you call him? What? That's his nickname.
Bat Coach. I've seen that online. Many people.
Yeah, that picture looked like he ate all the Batmans ever created.
Hey, man, y'all go easy on him. He hasn't lost a game yet. If he comes out and flops, pulls a Georgia State. That's the one thing I will say about Josh Heupel. It's like, dude, the bar has never been lower, okay? The guy before you was a complete and total moron. He lost to Georgia State at home. He got his brains beat out by Kentucky at home, something that hasn't happened since the Carter administration. Okay? Like, you don't have to do anything except walk and chew gum at the same time to be accepted here. And by the way, we realized that because of the cloud of NCAA uncertainty that currently hangs over the program, that it might take a little bit longer than normal for you to get rolling here. So just be personable. Don't suck on Saturdays. You don't have to be awesome. Just don't suck. And we'll be okay with you. You will get a full-on two-plus, maybe, year honeymoon period.
I got a question for you, Russell, since you did claim a bowl game this year.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose the Pitt week two, does that change your mind?
That would make it problematic.
Yeah, it'd make it more difficult for sure. By the way, I might have misspoken.
Guarantee a bowl
game. I'm not saying bowl game because I think we're going to self-impose. Like, I don't think we're going to a bowl game. But I do think we'll win six games this year.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Bruce Pearl. We know we're going to suck, so let's do it now.
Yeah, that's a smart play to do. It's like, look, nobody even noticed this past year. It was a COVID year. Auburn wasn't in the tournament. And now he's got Walker Kessler, and he'll be right back in it next year.
Yeah, he must have enjoyed the barbecue down there, I guess.
T,
TK, good stuff, my man. We appreciate you, sir. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Yep, y'all too.
Let's get Andy in here next. Keep things rolling this afternoon. Final segment of The Drive brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Climate Control. You can check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Be sure to get registered for those Tennessee season tickets. You want to go see Bobby Hill and the boys? They got two tickets to every home game up for grabs. The drawing will be held on April the 26th, 10 days from now. So schedule your service today. Get registered for the spring game season ticket giveaway from Blue Water Climate Control. Go to bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Tell them Fan Run Radio sent you. Andy is next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Yeah, it's that old, I think it's a Queen song, you know, Don't Stop Me Now, because I'm having a good time, right? I mean, I don't want to talk about football right now, you know? Huge weekend coming up. Feeling pretty confident, because you all had Logan on, hour one, right? I just talked to him. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
When he's going with victory on Friday night, and I don't know if this was covered because I didn't get to hear your interview with him, but or your segment, but he's going victory Friday night, and the streak he's on with his predictions, I mean, impeccable. So I'm feeling pretty good now.
Yeah, Logan's hype man. All right, I can dig it.
So the man knows what he's talking about. So, you know, football just bringing me down right now. Those guys have suffered enough, and Heupel, he's walked into a mess. So I pretty much just confined to let those guys kind of figure things out in quiet. I'm not really paying attention, but I'm more focused on the good stuff and baseball and Rick Barnes and the transformation. So, and I think that's where. We gotta have some fun somewhere, right? So I think that's where I'm focused. What do you guys think?
Yeah, man. Football's its own thing right now. It's so problematic, and I don't want to get too down on it because we've got to talk about something this summer, quite frankly. But for right now, I'm content to ride this baseball wave that Tony Vitello has created. It's something new. It's fresh. It's exciting. It's something we've never really done on this show because we've been on the air for 10 years now, and during that time the baseball program's never been any good, so we're having fun with that. Basketball is still exciting, and but there's no doubt, I mean, baseball has captured this town's imagination right now, and so I'm gonna run with that for as long as we can,
right? And I mean I want that guy to get some facilities over there. Vitello, I mean, he's earned it for one thing, because I mean, look, you said it yourself. He's captured everybody in the moment and that team. And I went over there the other night with Mr. Quentin and went to the Florida game. And I'm telling you, if you're worried about Corona, don't even worry about it there, because all you get in the sink, the water is so hot it could take your skin off. And I mean, it's just the guy needs the basics. I mean, at this point, I think he's earned it. So between getting us a stadium built downtown and getting some upgrades to Lindsey Nelson, I mean, Knoxville is overdue, long overdue. So anyway, that's been my focus, at least, and I will do anything to keep Vitello, because I think that guy's a guaranteed superstar in the future.
Great stuff. Thanks, Andy, man. Appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, you see the story about this guy who got one Moderna shot and one COVID and one Pfizer shot. What happens then?
I'm not sure, because they've wondered if by mixing them, if it would boost.
It might be better.
Yeah,
get a little bit of both.
It's not, from what I've. This would definitely be a question, and hopefully we'll get him on again soon. Friend of the show, Dr. Bill Maurice, would be better able to tell us. But the Moderna and Pfizer are very, very similar in how they work. And it wouldn't be as bad as, like, the Johnson & Johnson is completely different.
The guy is from New Hampshire. His
got the Pfizer first and then the Moderna, I believe. So they say he's going to be okay. He's going to pull through. He's going to be just fine. Is that it call-wise? Do we have any calls?
Nope, that's it.
All right, man. Wrapped up in a nice little package then. All right, Hickman, you go enjoy the game. You better have seen Major League when we see you tomorrow, Monday.
Also, Guy Patterson will be there as well. Just
found Patterson's going to be there.
Patterson's going
to
be there.
What the hell? What do we have to do to get a little respect?
Me and you have led the flagship show on the flagship station, and we can't even get a ticket.
It's a damn outrage. Somebody, we're going to have a meeting about this. We're going to have a Zoom meeting, and there's going to be.
No, we can have it in person.
Some much needed.
I don't care whether Nate
discipline.
Says I can come to the staff meetings or
meet
not.
Meet it out around here. That's what's going to happen. Y'all have a good weekend. We'll do it again Monday here on Fan Run Radio.